Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The European Union is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza amid the war between Israel and Hamas. As Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, this latest push for a halt to the fighting comes as the U.S. prepares to bring a resolution before the UN Security Council later today.
All 27 EU leaders are calling on Israel for a, quote, immediate humanitarian pause leading to a sustainable ceasefire, the unconditional release of all hostages, and the provision of humanitarian assistance. Recognizing Israel's right to defend itself, European Council President Charles Michel said more efforts must be made to ease the catastrophic situation in Gaza.
We believe in the international humanitarian law, and it's right that everything must be done to convince and to make sure that there is a real possibility for more humanitarian access.
EU leaders have also agreed to open membership negotiations with Bosnia-Herzegovina, which has been a candidate country since 2022, while it completed necessary reforms. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Tel Aviv. He's scheduled to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today, along with his war cabinet. They're expected to discuss the war with Hamas and Israel's planned military operation in Rafah. The State Department says more U.S. citizens have been evacuated from Haiti. It says additional chartered flights took more than 60 Americans from Cap Haitien to Miami and more than 30 others from Port-au-Prince to Santo Domingo in the neighboring Dominican Republic. The State Department says more than 160 U.S. citizens have been flown out of Haiti this month as armed gangs control much of the capital and the country's prime minister, Ariel Henry, prepares to step down. Congress has until late tonight to pass a $1.2 trillion package of spending bills to avert a partial government shutdown. In Southern California, the family of a teenager who was shot and killed by law enforcement is suing the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department for wrongful death. As Anthony Victoria with member station KVCR reports, the boy was on the autism spectrum.
On March 9th, 15-year-old Ryan Gaynor was at home. He went into a rage when he had to do chores. A family member called 911. When sheriff's deputies arrived, at least one shot Gaynor when he allegedly charged with a garden hoe and a frying pan. The boy's father, Norman Gaynor, said Ryan was a good kid.
I had never heard a bad word from anybody in the community about Ryan.
The lawsuit alleges deputies should have known Gaynor was on the spectrum and not a threat because they'd been to the house at least five times, a fact the sheriff confirmed. The department said it would not comment on the pending litigation. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Victoria in San Bernardino.
Wall Street futures are higher this morning. This is NPR News from Washington. In Oklahoma, prosecutors in Tulsa County say no charges will be filed in connection with the death of a 16-year-old there who identified as non-binary. Max Bryan with member station KWGS has more.
Owosso High School student Nex Benedict died by suicide in February after a fight with three girls in a school bathroom. Benedict told police they threw water on the girls after they picked on them, and Benedict blacked out as the girls beat them on the floor. Tulsa County District Attorney Steve Kunzweiler says investigators reviewed notes written by Benedict believed to be in connection with their death and says the fight was, quote, an instance of mutual combat. The case has prompted a federal investigation into Owosso Public Schools and a push to update bullying laws at the state level. For NPR News, I'm Max Bryan in Tulsa.
Police in Idaho say two white supremacist gang members are under arrest following their violent escape from a hospital in Boise. Authorities say prison inmate Skylar Meade and another man originally fled after Meade's accomplice shot and wounded two corrections officers at the hospital. The two were brought into custody yesterday during a traffic stop in Twin Falls. Police are investigating whether the two men were involved in a pair of homicides while being sought. Among the upsets in the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament was number 3 seed Kentucky losing to 14th seed Oakland 80-76. For the second time in 3 years, Kentucky failed to make it out of the first round. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.